Among the developing stories tonight, House investigators have issued subpoenas to 10 more former officials who worked for Donald Trump at the end of his presidency. They are part of the January 6th committee's effort to find out more about what the president was doing and saying as his supporters violently stormed the U.S. Capitol January 6th in a bid to overturn his defeat. The subpoenas include demands for documents and testimony from senior advisor Stephen Miller and former press secretary Kayleigh McEnany. And joining us live tonight, Politico legal affairs reporter Kyle Chaney, who is focused on the Capitol riot and its effects on the nation. Kyle, good of you to join us tonight. Do these subpoenas bring the House panel even closer inside Trump's inner circle and maybe to the man himself?
I think it shows that they're trying to tighten the circle around him. Whether it brings them closer is an open question, because so far we've seen, at least in these high-level witnesses, not an eagerness to rush in and comply and provide testimony. So it shows where they're focused. They're squarely focused on Trump here, but they still have to work to get these witnesses in the door.
Well, you did just walk me up to my follow-up question. Somebody is asking, as they listen to us tonight, these subpoenas always make a big splash when they're announced, but there are many of these operatives not really providing any useful testimony.
Right. And I think one thing we're waiting on is Steve Bannon. Now, he was subpoenaed early on, a close Trump advisor, and is fighting that. And the committee has referred him to the Justice Department to be prosecuted for contempt of Congress. And I think while that's pending, they're worried that other witnesses will just hold out. And if the Justice Department decides to pursue this prosecution, then maybe other witnesses think twice about trying to stonewall.
Let's turn to Republican Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona. He tweeted a photoshopped anime video. It depicted him killing New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And then it shows Gosar attacking President Biden with two swords. What are you hearing about a censure or any kind of punishment for Gosar?
Not a whole lot. I mean, Democrats are saying he should be, you know, expelled or censured or something along those lines. But we're hearing very little from Republicans. And Gosar himself put out a statement tonight where he said he didn't wish any harm on anyone, but he defended the images as some sort of symbolic criticism. But really, you know, struck a lot of people as tone deaf, if not at best, in a year where you had Congress actually violently attacked, by people who wanted to overturn the election results.
One of the few bipartisan members of the House is Michigan Republican Fred Upton. He says that he's gotten more than 1,000 calls about his vote for infrastructure. He says they included death threats since he voted yes Friday night. Upton even helped write the measure. Death threats over an infrastructure vote. I know you deal with a lot of this kind of material, and maybe it doesn't make your eyebrows go up like it used to, but this is really something, isn't it?
Right. You have to try to not be desensitized by it, because this is really, it's just so toxic right now. Should be a fairly benign kind of a vote. It's a big deal, but fairly benign to vote for infrastructure, and yet it's leading to certain Republicans calling him a traitor for supporting the Biden agenda, and that leads to these death threats. And it's a pretty horrible environment right now, and this just underscores how deep they've descended into that.
Just before we say goodbye, is there any lesson from this, or are we still sort of wading through all of this shocking material, and there's no real upshot quite yet?
You know, I think it's just a reminder to try to break the fever and not to become part of it. Just a reminder of how polarized things have become, and to try to resist that and get back to some sense of spirited differences that don't necessarily lead to violent threats or you know, actual hateful conduct.
Good to hear from you tonight, Kyle. We'll talk again, I hope, soon.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Kyle Chaney, he's with Politico, legal affairs reporter, focused on the Capitol riot and its effects on our nation.